Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a clean jungle sub with crisp transients and dusty mids in Ableton Live 12. This is an intermediate Raga Elements workflow, and the goal is simple. Make the bass hit hard, stay controlled, and still have that rough, old-school character that works so well in jungle and drum and bass. The big idea here is to split the bass into three jobs. First, the sub gives you the weight. Second, the transient layer gives you the note attack, so the bass speaks clearly on small speakers and in busy breakbeat sections. Third, the dusty mid layer gives you the attitude, the texture, the personality. If those three parts are balanced properly, you get a bass line that feels huge without turning to mush. We're going to use stock Ableton devices only, so you can follow this straight away in Live 12. Start by creating a MIDI track and dropping in an instrument rack. Before you design the sound, write a simple jungle-style bass phrase. Don't overcomplicate it. Think in short notes, little call and response gestures, and space around the snare. A lot of people make the mistake of filling every gap, but jungle bass often works better when it feels like it's reacting to the drums. Let the break breathe. Let the bass answer it. A good starting point is a one or two bar idea with a note on beat one, another note just before the snare, then one after the snare, and maybe a pickup into the next bar. Keep it tight and rhythmic. We're sound designing first, so the phrase should be simple enough that you can really hear what each layer is doing. Now build the sub chain. Create a chain in the rack called sub, and load operator. Set oscillator A to a sine wave, and turn the other oscillators off. You want this to be pure and stable. No fancy harmonics, no extra movement. If you want strict mono behavior, set voices to 1. Keep glide off for now. Set the amp envelope with a very fast attack, a fairly short decay if you want tighter notes, full sustain, and a short release. The important thing here is that the sub should feel almost boring on its own. That's a good sign. You're not trying to make a flashy sound. You're building the foundation. After operator, add utility and set the width to 0%, so the lowest part of the sound stays fully mono. If needed, turn on bass mono. Then set the gain so the sub is healthy, but not clipping. If you want, add EQ 8 after that and make only a very gentle cut below the lowest useful range, maybe at around 25 to 3 Hz, just to remove unnecessary rumble. But honestly, do as little as possible here. The sub should stay clean and disciplined. Next, create the transient layer. Make a second chain called click. This is not another bass. It's just a short attack sound that helps the note start speak clearly. There are a couple of good ways to do this in Ableton. One option is to use operator again. Set oscillator A to a sine or triangle, then raise the pitch by 1 or 2 octaves. Use a very short amp envelope. Zero attack, very short decay, no sustain, and a quick release. That gives you a tiny percussive blip. Then add saturator with a little drive and soft clip turned on. Follow that with EQ 8 and high pass it aggressively, somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz, so it stays out of the low end. If you want more presence, add a small boost in the upper mid-range, around 1.5 to 4 kHz. Another option is to use simpler with a tiny one-shot sample, like a click, rim, chopped vocal consonant, or a short noise burst. Keep it short, high-pass it heavily, and optionally give it a bit of drum buss if you want a slightly more ragged edge. For a rag-inflected bass, sample-based clicks can sound really nice, because they feel a little more dusty and human. The key here is subtlety. Solo the click layer and make sure it's audible, then pull it way back in the full mix. It should help define the groove, not steal the show. Think of it like punctuation. Tiny, but important. Now for the juicy part, the dusty mid layer. Create a third chain called mids. This is where the Raga attitude lives. For this, Wave Eatable is a great choice, because it gives you easy harmonic shaping, though operator can work too if you want a simpler setup. Use a saw or square wave, maybe with a second oscillator slightly detuned if you want a bit more thickness. Keep the unison modest. You don't want to turn this into a huge wide reese unless that's the exact sound you want. After the oscillator, use EQ 8 to high pass around 120 to 200 Hz, so the mids don't fight the sub. Then low pass somewhere around 1.5 to 5 kHz, depending on how gritty you want the layer to be. The point is to keep this band limited. We want dusty mids, not full range chaos. Then add saturator and push the drive a little. Soft clip-on is a good starting point, and if you want a tougher character, try the analog clip curve. After that, you can use overdrive or pedal very lightly to give it more age and bite. Be careful not to make it brittle. The idea is warmth, dirt, and texture, not harshness. Auto filter is really useful here too. Try bandpass or low-pass filtering and automate the cutoff slightly over time. This is a huge part of making the bass feel alive. A small filter movement across a phrase can make the line feel performed instead of looped. If you want even more movement, you can try a touch of chorus ensemble or facer flanger, but keep it very subtle and only on the mid layer. The sub should never get involved with stereo whitening or modulation like that. This is also a great place to think about ragga call and response. If your phrase uses a vocal chop or a sharp rhythmic sample, let the mid layer open up a little on the response notes. That gives you a very natural conversational feel, which is a big part of the style. Now balance the layers. Start with the sub as your reference point. It should carry the core low end, be mono, and stay stable. The click layer should be much quieter, just enough to define the attack. The mid layer can actually sound pretty strong in solo, but in the full mix it needs to sit behind the drums so it doesn't fight the snare and break detail. As a starting point, keep the sub at your reference level, the click around 12 to 18 dB lower, and the mids around 6 to 12 dB lower than the sub. That's just a starting point, so use your ears with the drums playing. And here's a really useful teacher tip. Check the bass both at normal listening volume and quietly. If it still reads when turned down, that means the transient layer and the midrange are doing their job properly. Now map the most important controls to macro knobs. This makes the rack feel playable and lets you shape the bass across the arrangement. Good macros to assign are sub-level, click level, mid-level, mid-distortion drive, mid-filter cutoff, rack output, transient length, and maybe stereo width on the mids only. Once those are mapped, you can automate them through the track and create variation without rebuilding the whole sound every time. Next, let's talk about sidechain and drum interaction, because in jungle and DnB the bass has to dance with the breaks. Add a compressor to the sub or the full rack and sidechain it from the kick or drum bus. Keep it gentle. You want a little ducking so the kick has room, but not so much that the bass disappears. A ratio somewhere between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1 is a good start, with a fairly quick attack and a release that lets the groove breathe. Just a few dB of gain reduction is often enough. Also, avoid overcompressing the whole bass rack. Classic jungle relies on the relationship between the kick, snare, and bass. If you flatten everything too much, you lose the bounce. And remember, shorter note lengths often solve more problems than more processing. If the groove feels stiff, try trimming the notes before reaching for more EQ or compression. If you want the dustier side of the sound to feel even more characterful, try a parallel dirt layer. Duplicate the midchain or create a return track, then add saturator, maybe a touch of redux at subtle settings, and EQA to band limit the dirt. Blend that underneath a cleaner mid layer. This is a really effective way to get grime without wrecking the bass foundation. Keep anything below roughly 120 Hz out of that dirt path, because low-end distortion gets muddy fast. Another strong move is to resample the bass once it's working. Render it to audio, then start chopping. Cut one note short. Reverse a tail. Add a tiny fade in. Offset a transient slightly early. These little edits are gold in jungle. They make the bass feel handcrafted and alive, and they fit the style better than endlessly tweaking a synth patch. When you arrange the bass, think in sections. In the intro, you might tease only the dusty mid layer, with no sub at all. Let the drums and vocals establish the mood. Then when the drop lands, bring in the full sub and let the transient layer lock the notes into the rhythm. Use short call and response phrases so the bass feels like it's talking to the break. Every 8 or 16 bars, change something. Maybe the filter cutoff on the mids opens a little. Maybe the note lengths change. Maybe one note jumps an octave. Maybe you automate a bit more distortion on the last bar. Small changes make a huge difference in keeping the loop moving. In a breakdown, you can pull the click layer away, filter the mids down, and leave just a hint of sub or a ghosted version of the phrase. That contrast makes the drop feel much bigger when it returns. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't distort the sub too much. That's the fastest way to lose control in the low end. Don't make the click layer too loud, or it starts sounding like a kick or a pluck instead of a transient accent. Don't let the mids go full range, because they'll cloud up the whole mix. And keep the sub mono. A wide sub might sound exciting in headphones, but it usually falls apart on proper systems. For a darker, heavier jungle or DnB vibe, keep pitch movement on the mids, not the sub. You can also layer a very quiet, filtered reese under the dusty mids if you want more darkness. Just keep it subtle. Another great trick is to automate the filter slightly open on the final note of a phrase. It creates tension without making the sound too glossy or commercial. Here's a quick practice exercise. Set your tempo somewhere between 168 and 174 BPM. Program a classic break or break-style drum pattern. Then build a 4-bar base phrase using a pure sine sub, a short click layer, and a dusty mid layer. Make the sub audible but not boomy. Make the click clear only in context. Make the mids gritty, but controlled. Automate the mid filter over the 4 bars, and change the last note of bar 4 so the loop restarts with a little variation. If you want an extra challenge, resample the whole bass, and chop it into audio so you can do classic jungle style edits.